Let's visit with Joe Fisher now for a few minutes, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joseph, good morning.
Good morning. I go back to the sports phone days when the sports phone was people calling the TV station and us giving them the scores.
Yes.
So you are sort of the sports phone
of Nashville. The sports phone of the day.
But remember, Joe, that a lot of times we would get those calls on Sunday from degenerate gamblers who were betting on the Hawaii game.
Oh, my gosh. That was the I need that Hawaii score. Yeah. That was it.
And I would say, they won by, I think, like 10 or 12 points.
Yep.
And most people wouldn't tell me why they were calling. Exactly. I love to mess with them. But most of the time, score phone wouldn't have that call.
No, that's right. Yeah, that was the double up the catch up game every week.
Well, if you placed that call on Saturday night, you would have found a pretty impressive Vanderbilt win to open the season against Western Carolina. But as Coach Bobby Johnson talked about yesterday, the competition gets a little tougher from here forward.
You know, and I think people realize that's really the way that game should have gone. And I guess maybe the highlight is that it did. You know, in so many recent years, that situation would come up and the team would struggle or would not play well or would make mistakes or whatever. And they were pretty solid on opening night. Obviously ran the ball extremely well with over 400 yards of offense. And, you know, those freshmen kind of got their feet wet a little bit. Granted, the competition level is going to go way up now, but there is something to be said for the first time you go through game day. And Bobby even talked about that some, that, you know, you can simulate it all you want to, but the first time you go through padding up in the locker room and the star walk across and your pregame warm-ups and all the things you're going to have to go through, those eyes are really a bit wide. So it's good to get that out of the way. Defense was terrific again. A lot of those young players, Sean Richardson and Casey Hayward and guys like T.J. Greenstone on the line, were just outstanding all night long. Gave up only 115 yards of total offense. So, all in all, a really, really good start. Larry Smith was solid. You know, went out of the game with some cramps, which was something that was foreign to him. He had never had to deal with that before, apparently. So, hopefully no lingering effects from that, and he should be just fine.
And, Joe, if there are some things to work on for this week and you hope improve, certainly in the kicking game, punting and field goal kicking.
Yeah, that was kind of a surprise to everybody because, you know, Brett and the punting team were so good last year, and he just had a couple of real miscues. You know, one that was trying to pooch, and he ended up, you know, kicking it basically straight up into the air, and then one that he was trying to do the little rugby-style kick and kicked it too low and kicked it off the back of Austin Monahan. So he's a veteran, and I think that's probably, and even Bobby referred to it last night on the call-in show, is he thinks it's just a blip on the radar screen for him. It was really important, I think, for Ryan Fowler to get that last field goal, even though it was, you know, 42-0 at the time. They went for the field goal really mainly to try to give Ryan a little bit of confidence so he could knock one through, and he did. So I think that was a big boost for him, too.
Joe, some NFL news. Jamie Winborn cut by the Falcons, Justin Geisinger by Carolina, and Matt Stewart by Dallas. And if this is the end for all three of them, they've had great runs. Congratulations to all three. You know, Justin, you know, he was a traveling man.
Yeah.
But he, you know, he carved out a few years. I think he got vested in the league, and Matt and Jamie lasted a long time.
You know, I think especially, and I don't think any of us were surprised that Jamie certainly did, and we're not saying that they're done, you know, that they could show up somewhere else. Matt's the guy that I think was always kind of the unsung, you know, story. You know, he played sort of, even when he was on the Vanderbilt team, he played in the shadows of somebody else. But he was a 6'5 guy who played linebacker, who could run, was very physical. I always thought he was really underrated in college. And he got to the pros, and he made the most of it. So he's had a great career. If it ends now, you're right. But I wouldn't be surprised, given the nature of things, if one of these guys doesn't show up somewhere else.
Joe, we enjoyed the visit, as always. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys.